Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cody Bellinger's bookends tonight. The front cover, first inning. Two out, Aaron Judge jumped on the first pitch, double to right center field. And Bellinger, two outs, runners in scoring position, over a 300 hitter this year. Bellinger on 3-2, went the other way, base hit, made it 20 RBIs in his last 22 games. And the Yankees an early 1-0 lead on the Twins and Taj Bradley. And Luis Gil with that 1-0 lead. Falling behind almost everyone early. At bottom two, the one-out walk, Matt Wallner. Then Heel, a wild pickoff throw. Wallner, who was leaning, went to second. Brooks Lee, Royce Lewis followed back-to-back base hits, tie ball game. McMahon knocked down Julian's screaming liner after that scrambled, impressive force play. McMahon completed that second. But runners at the corners, two out. Heel yanked a wild pitch. And Lee laboring home as a go-ahead run, and the Twins had a 2-1 lead into the third inning. But not on Trent Grisham's watch. The year of Trent Grisham. He always has something to say about things. Our electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch swing on, hit to the gap in right center field. Buxton looking up, and it is gone. Facing of the upper deck. A home run for Trent Grisham is 32nd, and the ballgame is tied at 2-2 here in the third.
Remember, Grisham was 1-for-25 into last night. With a couple of walks, start seeing the ball better. The base hit, the homer, the sac fly, jump-starting the Yankees last night. And talk about him always having something to say. Not like he's speaking loudly, he's acting loudly when the Yankees need him to. Tonight, lifting off. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Luis Gil. That tie ball game, bottom three, needed a shutdown inning. And like the first inning, Trevor Larnach, double play. And music to Heel's ears. Helped him through the inning. Two on, nobody out. No problem. Yankees top four, explosion. One out, double Paul Goldschmidt. And Jason Dominguez back in the lineup. Unfortunately, you know, Dominguez, you can't eat. You got a root canal in Boston. You're trying to tend to that. You're trying to get right and back in the lineup. But Dominguez, hungry with the bat.
Goldschmidt, how much of a lead at second? Here's a pitch. Swing on, driven to the gap. Right center field, Goldie can walk home. Dominguez out of the gate hard. He may think about three. And he'll shut it down right there as he sees Buxton get it back in quickly. That is a line drive, RBI double by Dominguez to give the Yankees a 3-2 lead here in the fourth.
And Dominguez didn't only drive in the go-ahead run there. Showing off the speed. Swiping third. And that's some fuel for a big-time fourth inning. McMahon struck out, but Caballero, he took a four-pitch walk. And Caballero swiping a bag. Now, what else is new? He stole second. Dominguez and Caballero invigorating in that fourth inning. Second and third, one out. Trent Grisham, who tied the game the inning prior. The year of Trent Grisham knows no bounds. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
And a pitch to Grisham. Drive to right. It's hit well. Wallner just turns. Looks. It's gone. Three-run homer. Trent Grisham, 6-2 lead for the Yankees. His second home run in as many at-bats. He is having just a spectacular season.
So the last two nights, Grisham, 4-for-7 at that point. Three homers, seven RBIs in two nights. How about this statement of fact? Only 10 players in baseball have more home runs than Trent Grisham. Just 10. And only 5 in the American League. The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Due to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Grisham's fifth multi-homer game of the season, three of them since August 20th. And following Grisham, just like last night, little did we know at the time this would be an important insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Rice raked a double. Judge his second hit. Runners at the corners. A balk. A Bradley balk. Fifth run of the fourth inning. A 7-2 Yankee lead. And Heel had that cushion. One on, two out, fifth inning, five-run lead. Back-to-back base hits. Larnach, Kieschel, 7-3 ball game. But Heel's still an out away. Hey, go and complete five. You'll still have a four-run lead. The pinch hitter, James Outman, Heel walked him. Bases loaded, Brooks Lee.
Now you got bases loaded for Brooks Lee. Line drive off the glove of Cabbie into center field. One run scores. Here comes the second run. Throw to second. Runner back safely. First pitch, Brooks Lee to center field to make it a 7-5 ball game.
Yeah, it was starting to feel like last night at that point growing uncomfortable. Heel, like Schlittler, couldn't get through five. Aaron Boone pulled him there. Two-run game, tying run on. Aaron Boone went to Fernando Cruz, who cleaned it up nicely, then a Cruz job in the sixth inning. One, two, three. Four biggest outs of the game. And like Leiter last night, you know, Cruz, big time outs to restabilize things. And Devin Williams, seventh inning. Whoa.
Williams checks the runner. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gives up a leadoff single and then strikes out the side swinging. Beautiful job by Devin Williams. He beat him with a top of the zone fastball to retire Outman.
And this is Devin Williams down the stretch. Seventh, eighth inning, middle of lineups. He's dominating. And the Yankees need every bit of it as they're figuring out this bridge to Bednar final 10-12 games of the season. That allowed the Yankees to add on. Now, how about Jason Dominguez, top eight? He gets drilled on the leg by Cole Sands out of the bullpen from Minnesota. Dominguez hopped up, showed he's okay, sprinted down to first, then showed everyone he's really okay. He stole second, hopped up again on an E2, error by the catcher, bolted to third, and Ryan McMahon on a two-strike splitter, and passed the draw in an infield. 8-5 Yankee lead, Dominguez creating another run. Luke Weaver, strong bounce-back outing, scoreless eighth. And Cody Bellinger, I mentioned the bookends, right? Started the scoring, and ninth inning, the lefty Yenesis Cabrera in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Bellinger feasts on left-hand pitching. Lefty on lefty. After the Judge won out base hit, Judge made it 13 for his last 26 at the plate. Bellinger right in the last page tonight.
Here's pitch. Swung on. Deep drive right field. Hit hard and is screaming out of here. Cody Bellinger with a two-run jack. Coming in the ninth inning and the Yankees have a 10-5 lead. It's his third RBI tonight. Home run number 29. Three RBIs tonight gives him 97.
Three RBI night makes it 22 RBIs his last 22 games. 32 in his last 33 games. Now, the run production has been there all year, but especially down the stretch. This Yankee team heating up at the right time, and Cody Bellinger has been front and center. 10-5 Yankee win. Camilo Doval, cruise through the ninth inning. Yankees Rewind, catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.